We're back. That's I Smell a Rat by Big Mama Thornton, thanks to Jay Thurber, our producer. So where were we? We were talking a bit about the Clark's testimony in his book. And if you'd like to call in and talk about that or any other topic of interest, we could please do so at 412-621-9728 or 89728, or send electronic mail to Bob at leftout.info. So we were just saying just before the break that one of the sure signs that all of this is true is the smear campaign that the Republicans have launched on Clark. And I'm absolutely delighted to say that it's having absolutely no effect whatsoever. So it's very good, because the fact is, as far as I can tell so far, based on the information we have now, and who knows what will come out tomorrow or the next day, but as far as I can tell so far, everything he says is not only patently true, because it wasn't even news, but also really very well corroborated. And that's the thing that's interesting. So the news media, like even large news organizations like CBS, were actually trying to do some work for a change and went in and looked into to see if they could find people to back up his statements. And sure enough,
for example,
the
meeting with the president, where they did find the other people who had been there, and they corroborated the conversations pretty much as Clark had relayed them. And there was also this other I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay. the thing that popped into my head was the New York Times article today.
Oh, that was it. Yeah, yes, right. The fact that they found – the New York Times has been scrounging around trying to find out if this is, you know
– the really left-wing media.
The left-wing media has been trying to find out if Clark is really, really up on the up and up. So they published an article in today's
big headline
today's paper that some other aide who was there contradicts Richard Clark's recollection of events.
So now you have to actually read this to believe us, because it is absolutely incredible. So the substance of the disagreement is this: in the book, Clark tells a story about what happened at 9/11, where Hadley? I have to check to see who it was. Came into the Situation Room and went up to Clark and said, I guess you're in charge. What can I do? And the contradiction – here's the contradiction. The contradiction is this person – I'll check his name – said, I wouldn't have said, what can I do? I would have said, how can I help? Oh, well, you see –
that totally changes everything.
So Clark is obviously a liar. Okay.
Yeah, he's making it all up. Yeah.
So we can just dismiss everything he has to say, because he's a blatant liar. How could he have, changed something so drastically as that in his story? So that's an example of the sort of thing that we get from the left-wing media in the United States. Nevertheless, I mean, even the American electorate, it seems to me, is beginning to put two and two together and beginning to understand that, there's a pattern here. Eric Shinseki said we would need 200,000 troops after the war to manage the situation in Iraq. He was fired. Well, who was right? Eric Shinseki, right? Ambassador Wilson exposed the fraud underlying the claims about Iraq having a nuclear weapons program, and the retaliation was to out his wife as a CIA agent working on weapons of mass destruction, no less. And this was done certainly from within the White House. We haven't heard anything recently. Supposedly, this is being investigated. It is a major felony. Someone should go to jail for this. But so far, we haven't heard anything about Scooter Libby's involvement or the involvement of Karl Rove in this.
Or
Karen Hughes or Dick Cheney, you can be sure, was behind it. Be that as it may, there's an example. Another example now is with Richard Clark. Well, Richard Clark, Wolf Blitzer very authoritatively commented that Richard Clark's personal life is strange. That was his exact entire.
That was from
comment.
An anonymous source.
Yes, from an anonymous source, I see. So that's a little bit like the anonymous source that told Colin Powell that Iraq had, mobile weapons labs. But we'll get to that. We'll get to that a little bit later. So the other thing that's interesting, though, when looking into the corroboration of Clark's statements, never mind that they're blatantly, obviously the case, is you can look at, for example, you might say, it's just a pernicious lie that the Bush administration wasn't taking terrorism seriously in the run-up before the 9/11 attacks. Well, okay, so let's look into the facts. So here's an interesting thing. The Center for American Progress, I recommend you go there, and you can, as usual, you can find a link from leftout.info on our March 30th program being today. There's a link to an article from American Progress about some documents that they obtained, internal government documents, which actually show very clearly the deliberate and systematic neglect of counterterrorism activity by the Bush administration. And why do I say deliberate and systematic? Well, the reason being, here's the high-level picture. Or Danny, do you want to go over this?
Basically, the documents of the priorities of the Justice Department, that, and you can directly compare what Janet Reno had with the changes that occurred when Ashcroft took over. And terrorism was lowered, not even on their main list of items at all.
Right. So what they have here is they have the FBI strategic plan from the end of the Clinton administration, and the similar plan, and also budget goals memoranda from the point at which the Bush crowd took over. And it's really quite dramatic to see what's going on here. And, you know, the short of it is, and I encourage you to look for yourself, because the documents are there are copies of documents obtained from within the White House, and you should have a look at them. They're scanned online. They're available as PDFs. But the gist of it is that, as usual with the rest of these guys, with the Bush administration, we've seen many times, the cardinal rule was cross out whatever it is that Clinton said, because that's axiomatically wrong, and then do whatever it is that we were going to do, 10 years ago, and resume as previous. And so in particular, no budget information, no budget allocation for the FBI's counterterrorism activities, terrorism not listed as a priority, being concerned with, national missile defense and other bogosities.
So the thing is that if you insist on and believing that Clark is somehow tainted because he wants to sell his book or some other ridiculous assertion about his personal life, if you just refuse to accept anything he says, you don't have to. You just go to this document, these official documents produced by the Justice Department that just make it very clear that it's totally consistent with what Clark was saying. But it's just independent of that, it's totally clear that they had reduced it as a priority. It wasn't important to them.
That's the main thing. I mean, I would really like to get that across, is that it doesn't even matter who the messenger is. It doesn't matter who said it or why we know it or what type of person he is or whether he has a horrible personality or whatever else they've been saying about him. The facts are the facts. And the facts are these guys are grossly incompetent and should be run out of office.
Well, that's good.
So you're welcome to call us, 412-621-9728 from off campus, 268 or 8-9728 on campus, or send mail bob@leftout.info. We'd be happy to take your calls.
Should we take another short break?
Let's take a short break, and we'll be back soon.
Okay.
Mixed up kid, and I'd love to dance like this. Well, I'd love to rock and roll, because it satisfies my soul. Well, I'd love to jump and shout, and it really knocked me out. Give me music with a beat, it knocked me off my feet. I don't care what you heard, this is a crazy mixed up world. Crazy mixed up world. Crazy mixed up world. Crazy mixed up world. I'm in a crazy mixed up world. No more. Music got me on a go. What happened, crazy? Ain't you hurt? I'm in a crazy mixed up world. Crazy mixed up world. Crazy mixed up world.